George does.
Samsung launches its latest flagship smartphone today as it continues to put pressure on Apple.
Yeah, on Tuesday, Rachel, we heard that the makers of the iPhone, Apple, had seen a fall in profits for the first time in a decade. Well, overnight, its biggest rival, Samsung, saw profits jump 41%. Apple is still making money, though, more than £6 billion during the first 3 months of the year, compared to Samsung's mere £4 billion profit. Its new Galaxy S4 goes on sale today. Is it good enough to keep up with the momentum? Well, one man who can tell us is Eddie Murphy, telecoms analyst from Priory Consulting. Morning, Eddie.
Good morning.
So what do you make of it? Should I be rushing out to get my Galaxy S4? And if so, why?
Well, if you do, you might face a bit of a wait, because I don't think the supply chain that Samsung has is actually keeping up with the demand for that phone at the moment, and a lot of people are going to face a delay.
Now, is that a supply chain problem, or is it the fact that there's such good demand that they can't get it in the shops quickly?
I think it's a problem of success, actually, yes. I think Samsung are certainly on a roll at the moment.
So what can be done to overcome those supply problems? Because you need to strike while the iron's hot, especially with phones.
I think an organisation like Samsung is probably in a better position than most to actually deal with the supply chain, because it is part of its own supply chain, much more so than some of the other companies, because it is a component manufacturer itself.
So what
That's
is
where
it
comes from?
What is it about this new phone that is unique, sellable?
Well, it's got some nice features. I mean, one thing that when I was looking at the spec, I was quite amazed that the screen resolution is higher than the screen resolution on a full-size HDTV screen, which is quite amazing. It's got a fast processor, it's got 4G compatibility, it's got some neat little features, like it's got an infrared transmitter so you can use it as a TV remote control. But I think the most scary thing about it is it's got a camera that watches your eyeballs.
Oh, why would it want to do that?
Well, for instance, if you're watching a video, if you look away, it pauses the video until you look back.
Maybe you don't want to see what you're watching.
Well, that's a possibility, so you may be stuck with that, but you can switch that feature off if you want to.
If I've had a few drinks on a Friday night, it won't follow my eyeballs anywhere.
Well, that might confuse it, yes.
I mean, should Apple be worried about this? Because, you know, we've seen that 40% fall in the Apple share price since autumn of last year. Right. You know, it's not brought out any new digits. Is it a worry?
It is a worried company, and that's why we've seen so many legal suits against Samsung in the States over the last couple of years. They have been worried for some time. Apple is a company that has had, you know, setbacks in the past and has come back, but the fall in the share price over the first quarter of this year has been enormous, $300 per share. So it's fallen from just over $700 to around $400 in the last 3 months. That is quite a slide.
Okay, Eddie, many thanks for that. Eddie Murphy there from Priory Consulting. And the FTSE 100 is currently down 14 at 6,429.